Florida is gaining wetlands thanks to a mitigation bank project now in the works. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports ground crews are currently restoring about 1,200 acres of land in the Audubon Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary.
Decades ago, the land was leveled for farming. Instead of the pine forests, wet prairies, and marshes that used to be there, the area became a pasture with non-native grass for cattle ranching. But Ed Carlson, director emeritus of the Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary, says the land is being restored to its natural state now. He says it will be a big help to neighboring wildlife.
There are going to be some pine uplands. There are going to be important wet prairies and marshes and other wetlands. And the whole spectrum of wildlife will benefit from this project. Everything from Florida panthers to migratory birds to, of course, the wading birds that nest at Corkscrew, in particular the wood storks.
Carlson says most importantly, this project helps reverse the trend of massive wetland loss that has been going on for many years. Recent studies show that Southwest Florida has some of the highest rates of wetland loss in the country. Mitigation banks like this one allow public or private agencies to offset development in other areas. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.